Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the bay.
Right there, rocking it. Yeah. All right. Hey, everybody. It's Vince the Bay back with another edition of Disorderly Conduct, the random early election special coverage. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Is this thing on? Hello? Wow, everybody's a lot of emoticons in the chat room. Hey, everybody. Shout out to my early chit chatters, Kadon, Kiko, Big Bill, Desert Rose, Goofy Bone, Greatest of All Time, and several guest listeners. Yeah, so as you know, this is an election special. Apparently, there is an election going on right now. The polls have already opened. It seems like And we're going to have exclusive coverage of that all night long. We're going to pay attention to the voting that started just a little bit earlier this evening. Yours truly is on the ballot. So if you click on the description there, there's a little link. I'll also put it in the chat room. Other people can put it in the chat room too. Tweet it out. Share it with everybody. I think last time I checked, I was up about 90 points, 90 votes. So it's still too close to call. I need your support. I need you to go to does somebody have the link? Somebody help me. Hang on a second. Let me get my my intern on this. Okay, here it is. It's btrpresident.blogspot.com. That's where you need to go. Let's see. Let's try it right now. btrpresident.blogspot.com. That's where you go. Here it is. Vote for me while the polls are still open. Unfortunately, Goofy Bun did not make it on the ballot. Right now, I'm in the lead, but, you know, it's still too close to call. I've got 63% of the vote. Mr. Midnight Movie has 23% of the vote. Desert Rose, 12% of the vote. And rounding it out at the bottom there, Todd Morris with 1%, Johnny Kush with 1%, and Ron Paulgirl, 0 so far. I find that odd. Ron Paulgirl, I would think, would have a little bit more support than that. But still, the early running here, folks. So, yeah, just put that out there, and I will be your next president here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not sure what all the powers of the late night Blog Talk Radio presidency. Entail, but I would imagine I would have free rein to shape late night talk policy. I know I've put out different parts of my platform already. I think one of the things on my platform is that hosts are not allowed to smoke blunts on air during the show. Hosts are also not allowed to have imaginary Star Wars characters as their co-hosts / engineers. Okay, there's new rules that I will institute. Now, I'm not anti-blunts. Don't get me wrong. It's just I don't think any respectful host on BTR should be smoking a blunt during the middle of a program. I mean, come on. I mean, it's one thing if you're smoking it off here, yeah, you know, you're playing a song, you know, but he's just blatantly consuming marijuana on air, and I just don't appreciate that. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming out early on here. It was a scorcher here in the Bay. My God, I was melting today. Any hoot. I thank you for joining me once again. It's Vince in the Bay. It's the election special. Vote for me early. Vote for me often. It's real easy. Go btrpresident.blogspot.com and vote for me. Vince in the Bay. So let's take a look at the switchboard here and see who we got. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's Sicko, Vince. What's going on?
What up, Sicko? What's going
on? Not much, man. Congratulations on your early lead in the polls.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty confident, but, you know, I don't want to take anything for granted. Still too close to call. So I'm just going to... We could go with it. Hey, I want to thank you for calling in last night. That was great. That was really, you know, first night as the leader of Anonymous, the official leader of Anonymous, you called in. You were, you sounded really jacked up, and I appreciate that. That was Red Desert Roses show. That was awesome, man. That's been going viral around the internet.
I've been catching shit for that all day. People thinking that was really me.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, I don't smoke meth. It obviously wasn't me. I'm assuming it was one of the stalkers that you get from being the president of Anonymous.
Wait, are you saying that wasn't you that called in last night?
Of course not, Vince.
Wait, how do I know this is you calling in tonight, then?
I don't know. You just have to trust the internet, bro.
Well, I trusted the internet last night, so now I'm sort of kind of on the side of not trusting it.
Well, that's cool. As the president of Anonymous, I like to have a little bit of an air of mystery and like to keep people on my toes.
That's exactly what somebody would say who was trying to pose as the president of Anonymous. See, this is a different. This is getting weird. You were on the show. Well, the real Anon Sicko was on the show last night, and this is really confusing. Will the real Anon Sicko please stand up? If the real Anon Sicko is out there, if you could call in, that'd be great. Just so we could debunk this on the air. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt for now. Sicko. I think we'll debunk that before the end of the show. So if the real Anon Sicko out there wants to call in, feel free to do so. It was great having you. It was great being on with you on the Desert Rose show last night. That was.
Vince, when are we going to get you a running mate?
Yeah, I guess I need a running mate. I don't know who that'll be. Why are you? Are you? Did you want to be my running mate?
No, I don't know.
Do you have any ideas? I have a committee that's supposed to be meeting on this. You could be a part of it. You have some. I really haven't had the brainstorm.
If Nopro was still around, he would be my obvious choice. But and if Bags was more, what's the word I'm looking for? If Bags was more reliable, because he's old and passes out, he would be my second choice.
He's great vice president. He'd be like my Dick Cheney.
Yeah, yeah. He'd be like seeing when he was in the hospital for heart problems.
Yeah, he's just out of commission half the time, but still gives barking out orders and stuff. Really running the show.
Not to mention they have the half robot thing in common.
Yeah. No doubt. And if you're just joining us, it's Vince in the Bay with the Non Sicko, I think. And you, if you want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. Call that, press number 1, and that will alert me that you want to be put on the air. I do have a few callers on the board right now. Callers, if you want to join us, press number 1. Let us know what you think about the election. This one, it's still too close to call. As of right now, let's see. It seems like I'm still in the lead. I've dropped down to 61%, though. So it looks like Desert Rose is gaining ground. Desert Rose now has 15%. So she's catching Mr. Midnight Movie here in a second. Once again, Todd Morris, Johnny Cush, and Ron Paul Girl with barely registering on the meter. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Todd Morris is 2% now. Todd Morris, 2%. But the big story right now, Desert Rose gaining. She's at 15%. So, please, folks, I implore you, get on the internet, get on Facebook, get on Twitter, get on Google Circle thing, whatever majig they have. Get it out there, okay? Get on the blogs. Get on the Instagram. Do it, all right? For square this stuff. You gotta get in early. Get an option at atrpresident.blogspot.com. Spread the word. All the message boards. Cross post everywhere. Vote VITB. at dtrpresident.blogspot.com. I need your vote, people. I'm losing percentages by the minute here. It's really starting to tighten up.
So, Vince, I think I just thought of a reason of why I could never run with you.
Why?
Well, because, you know, the first time I'm given any bit of authority, the first thing I'm doing is banning Gangnam Style.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, I mean, I have to.
Well, Gangnam Style is going to be the theme song that all hosts are going to have to play as their intro music when I'm elected president. So there.
Well, see, now this makes me sad. How can I support your campaign now?
Well, you know, so much platform. I have a big tent where we have to give room for non-Gangnam Style people. You know, you can appreciate.
Well, I mean, I get you can't get everything you want as a candidate. So I'm if you're willing to offer some other reasons on why we should vote for you, I'll be willing to overlook the one thing.
I can compromise. How about we compromise? Instead of playing Gangnam Style, they'll have to play an 8-bit version of Gangnam Style. How about that? Have you heard the 8-bit version of Gangnam Style yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard any of the versions of Gangnam Style, bro.
So you've heard the 8-bit version of Gangnam Style. Here it is. Okay.
Totally see that playing in one of my old school 8-bit video games.
Yeah, that's for the Gangnam Style video game that's going to come out for the.
I think I could compromise with you on that.
Okay, see, we can find middle ground here. That's great. All right, let's
see. All politics should work like this, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I'm going to send a copy of this to Romney and Obama and show them how politics should work. We should be able to find a middle ground.
Totally. If you're not into 8-bit Gangnam Style, how about metal? Maybe you're a metalhead. Maybe you like Metallica. You like Slayer. You want something to rock out to. We got that, too.
Open Gangnam Style.
There's something for everyone in a Vincent the Bay presidency. I know a lot of kids out there like the dubstep. We got dubstep Gangnam Style too. Check it out. So you see, it can appeal to a wide range of folks. I got some calls. I'm going to bring people on here in just a second. I want to check before I bring the next caller on. I want to check the polls here. Yeah, come on, folks. We got to Desert Rose is gaining on me now. She's at 16%. I'm at 62%. Mr. Movie Night is going to be eclipsed by Desert Rose. I have a feeling Desert Rose, because she is the queen of Blog Talk Radio, so she's got a big fan base, and you know, already being the queen, she can easily be the president too. Anyway,
the only problem with that, Vince, is this is almost an unfair race, because you have the power of the internet behind you. I made it my personal quest to get you elected, by the way.
Yeah, the fact that I have the president of Anonymous, or the leader of Anonymous in my corner helps out a lot. I appreciate that. Let's take some calls. Area code caller, you've been on hold for about 15 minutes. What's on your mind? Who are you? What's going on?
What's up, Vince? Big Bill here.
Big Bill, welcome to the program, Big Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Smoking a bong, just having fun listening to you.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm looking at the polls here. It's not looking good for you and Johnny Cush.
Johnny Cush already got it won.
He already won?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. But he already won. I think he has all of his people going to vote right at the last minute.
Really? Wow.
I think he's going to unbalance the poll real fast. I think he's got something up his sleeve.
Oh, man. All right, folks. We really need to put the pedal to the metal here. Johnny, he's right. Johnny Cush just doubled his votes. He's got two now. So he is going. He's on the rise. He's going to catch Todd Morris before you know it. Todd Morris at 1% with four votes. Ron Paul Girl still zero votes. Anyway, Big Bill. So if you guys have it locked up, tell us what BTR's late night BTR is going to be like under a Cush Big Bill administration.
I don't know. I'm just shocked about the whole thing. I do, you know. All I know is we're going to sit there and clean up the Blog Talk Radio show, some of the shows on here. There's some hosts that need to go. There's some people that need to step it up. And we just want to try to clean this BTR up so it's good fun radio.
Yeah, I agree. I'm all about cleaning up the airwaves here. I've announced a lot of different ideas on my platform to cope with that. Who are some of the people you're looking at weeding out?
Can't put out names right now. You know, I don't want them trying to clean up their act right at the last minute and me feel bad about it.
Right, because I know that Jewish producer and Midnight Movie, they want to just have an all holds barred, like anarchy on late night BTR. They want chaos. They want to bring back the Skype assholes. They want to bring back. They want more callers like the One Angry Jew. They're trying to push for just chaos.
Well, I don't mind a little bit of chaos, but you know, if you're gonna run a chaos channel, then you need to keep the chaos to yourself. Don't bring other people in it. Just, you know, our fights among other hosts, because I don't think that's cool at all. We're all out here to have fun, enjoy ourselves, and get entertained.
Yeah, I hear you. Is that your radio in the background there?
I don't have nothing on.
Okay, maybe that was Sicko. Yeah, just mute yourself, Sicko, if you got the radio blasting. Or not the radio, but, you know, the show in the background. I know it's not really on the radio. It's on the internet. It's on the radio on the internet. It's on the interwebs radio. If you want to join us on interwebs radio, it's Vince in the Bay. It's a random show. It is about the election, but it doesn't have to be just about that. If there's anything else on your mind, feel free to call in. I know some people might have been confused and thought that this was going to be a show about the United States presidential election. It's not, so I apologize. If that's something you wanted to talk about, we could talk about that, but we don't even have to talk about any elections. We can talk about whatever's on your mind as long as you call in at 347-826-7667. I'm here with Big Bill and Non-Sicko. I also have in the chat room Desert Rose, who is, of course, running for president. She's the queen already of Blog Talk Radio. Dream Killer Radio, which is another BTR host. Maybe one day Dream Killer Radio will be, he could be the next future president of BTR. You never know. Electro Soundwave in the building. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Vince, if this other guy already has the election sewn up, maybe what's to prevent me from throwing my weight behind him?
What are you talking about?
Well, if this other guy's already got it sewn up, maybe I should support him. Then I don't want to be on the side of the loser now. You're talking about banning blunts. I don't know.
We're talking about smoking blunts
on our show.
I made a specific rule that Hispanic hosts cannot smoke blunts on the air. They can smoke it, you know, off air while they're on the show, but they can't like just openly do it because it just takes me out of it.
I can support the ban on Star Trek or Star Wars hosts and stuff. I can support that. That's something I can get behind. But this, no, I mean, is it
right,
just blunts? Are we talking bong heads, bowls, and joints too?
I knew it'd be a wedge issue. I'll go soft on the boys. I'll reconsider that.
Maybe we can come up with a limit.
But the Star Wars character as an engineer, that's for sure.
That's freaky.
Yeah, that's
just foolishness. Nobody should support that.
Right. Thank you. I'm glad we can agree on that. All right, good. We're working things out here, see?
The only kind of people who support that are like the Westboro Baptist Church.
who will picket all of your homes if you don't vote right now at btrpresident.blogspot.com. I need your support. It's too close to call right now, even though apparently Johnny Cush has already got it sewn up. Maybe he's got the electoral votes. I'm just getting the popular vote right here for right now, but I don't know. Desert Rose is gaining on me. Desert Rose is in second place voting now. So this could get really interesting. If you want to join us, 347-667-667. I guess we had Killer Radio waiting in the wings, and I didn't get to him quick enough. I apologize, Dream Killer Radio, but call back in, and I'll bring you on, dude. Or whatever. Yeah. So what else is going on, Big Bill? So Johnny Cush's show is over tonight, huh?
Yeah, we came on at 1 o'clock my time down here in Florida.
Sweet. What did you guys talk about tonight? What was going on over there?
I don't know. He's in a really rare mood.
Isn't he always?
Yeah, no. Sometimes he's in a pretty decent mood.
Yeah. So what was happening?
I don't know. The show Hort told Goofy Bones off. Jumped all in his shit tonight.
sorry.
That's funny. And talking about weed. Trying to give away our Pearl White Ford 2012 Ford Mustang tonight for any Ron Powell voters call in, but no one ever calls in. Smoke more weed. And
does Ron Paul still have supporters?
Ron Paul?
I don't think so, because the real election.
That are diehard Ron Paul people that will just follow him like anywhere he goes.
I thought they had all migrated to Gary Johnson at this point.
Some of them. I guess some of them will probably do that. Some of them will probably write Ron Paul's name in. You know, they're so diehard.
That's true.
I'm going to vote for Roseanne Barr when I go to the polls.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not going to be blamed for anything that happens.
Dude.
I was going to tell everybody, hey, I voted for a woman.
She's too crazy, bro. Sorry. Roseanne is crazy. Have you ever talked to her on Twitter? She's fucking nuts.
Yeah, she blocked me. I called her out when that whole Zimmerman Trayvon Martin shit was going down. She, her, and Spike Lee were tweeting out Zimmerman's alleged house address and stuff, tweeting out it online. Like total, you know, when Kayla did that, you know, Kayla got banned or whatever, suspended. Normal users get suspended, but they totally violated TOS. And they're still around. Spike Lee was actually owned up to it and was like felt bad and like kicked down some money to the poor people who you know, whose that address he put out there, you know, mistakenly. And but Roseanne Barr was like, oh, I didn't, whatever. She didn't. She was just kind of like, whatever. And I kind of confronted her about it on Twitter, and she just straight up blocked me. I mean, she argued with me for a little bit, and then she just blocked me.
Well, as an anon, I'm not going to say that necessarily tweeting out somebody's address is a bad thing, but they should have to play by the same rules that we do. And generally, you see us get suspended when we tweet out addresses.
Kayla did the same thing, got suspended.
You know, I don't know. I mean, but it's proven time and time again that we're going to suffer different punishments than other people. You know, we're not allowed to DDoS, but leave it up. If you're DDoSing for on the government side, it's okay. You know, shit like that. So they can DDoS the Pirate Bay, but we can't DDoS people in retaliation. And
yeah. Shouts out to City of Flint in the building. City of Flint joining us in the chat room says he's just here to have a smoke. Good times. Appreciate it. City of Flint, if you're not already aware, there is an election going on for the late night president of BTR. And here's the link. Make sure you go vote for me over there, dude. And tell a friend. Spread the word. Tweet it out, Facebook it, Google Plus it, all that stuff. I'm in the lead right now, but, you know, I want to maintain this. I don't want Desert Rose to catch me. And she's moving. She's up to 20%. So shouts out to Desert Rose. If I were to lose to Desert Rose, that would be, you know, my honor. She would be a fantastic president, and I would be more than happy to serve on her cabinet, in her cabinet.
In her cabinet.
You know what I mean. So Desert Rose, shout out to you. Feel free to call in, Desert Rose. I call into your show. You need to call into mine now.
I'd love to hear her voice on the radio.
Also, big shout out to the Oakland Athletics. That's right, baby.
Did you see Cespedes in the locker room after the game smoking a cigar?
Oh, yeah. Chomping on a big old stogie. Yeah, that was good times. I love Cespedes, man. That guy has been fucking amazing.
As long as we win tomorrow, I don't care.
Suck when we lose him to the Yankees.
But I don't think Cespedes will go to the Yankees.
Well, he'll go to whoever's got the most money. But
as long as the A's offer him a good contract, and remember, the A's already have him sewn up for 5 years. As long as they offer him a good contract in 4 years, I'm pretty sure he'll stay. You definitely don't want to become a free agent, though.
Yeah, and, well, who knows? A lot can happen in 4 years.
Yeah. Of course, in 4 years, he could have almost 200 home runs, you know?
Or in 4 years, Billy Bean has a whole new crop of recruits. Next wave, the next generation.
Yeah, but I don't see him trading. I mean, I get that the Oakland A's trade away all their players every year, but I don't see this season going the same way as the past off season. It's hard to justify cleaning house like that when you just won your first playoff berth in, you know, four decades.
No, dude, more like 5 years.
No, it's actually since 10 years, isn't it?
No, it's not that long.
Oh, I'm being told it's 5 years.
It's like 5 years, dude. Maybe 6 years, but not a whole decade, not 10 years. No way. Because They celebrated the 10th anniversary of the team that won 20 straight, and I know there's been playoff teams since then.
See, here's the thing, though, is y'all aren't going to sweep the Rangers.
Yes, we are.
It's just not going to
happen. It's possible.
Yes, it is.
But
if they win, it take it one game at a time. They win tomorrow, they're tied. It comes down to one-game playoff.
Here's the thing, though, is
basically
on the off chance the Rangers get swept, one extra game in the playoffs isn't going to affect them like it's going to affect the A's, right? The A's, if put into a one-game playoff, are in a lot more tenuous position. They've got young pitchers who have pitched in. I mean, this past week has been a high-pressured week for them, but they haven't pitched with the mentality of if you lose, you go home. And most of these Rangers pitchers have been there. They get that. They're going to play. They're probably going to end up playing Baltimore, though I'd like to see them play the Yankees. And Baltimore, same thing. Their pitchers don't know what it's like to be there. That pressure weighs a lot, especially in something like a one-game playoff. So I think.
I hate the one-game playoff.
I do too.
Ridiculous.
What's going to happen is the Yankees are going to, if they end up into the Orioles in the East, they're going to win they're going to go to the one game playoff and lose to the A's, and then all the Yankees are going to cry to the media, and Bud Selig will make it a 3-game series next year.
Yeah, at least.
Well, it'll be three. You're not going to make them play more than three, and then have to turn around and go into the regular postseason.
Yeah, I think it was just a bad idea altogether to add an extra wild card if they're only going to play one fucking game.
Well, I think the extra wild card is good. I think, but I think the one game playoff is bad. The extra wild card has added so much excitement in the American League that it's unreal. Like, it hasn't really worked out so well in the National League.
Realize what the payoff is. They don't realize. I think most people don't realize that the payoff is a one game chance to be in the playoffs. You know,
right.
You're not really in the playoffs. You're getting a shot at the playoffs.
Well, I think most of the teams get it, and I think most of the teams who are probably sitting in in that top wild card spot are like, man, this is bullshit. But there's five teams in the American League that are like, man, this added excitement to our division. You're going to get one more good team into the wild card. Instead of, like, we're in the National League, you have four dominant teams, and then you have one team that's kind of like, and probably is going to get their ass beat in one game playoff. It's not going to happen like that in the American League. In the American League, that second wild card spot is in a great position to upset whoever the other wild card team. And where that other wild card team, like last year when St. Louis made a World Series run, they're going to be sent home after one game, and they're going to feel cheated as shit.
Yeah. Oh, I already feel cheated as shit. Like,
but see, if it wasn't for that second wild card, one win and the A's go home. You know what I mean? Like, one win for the Rangers and the A's go home for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
At least now, even with one win, the A's get to go and attempt to make, they get one more game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It seems like a lot of hubbub over one more game.
Would you rather your season already be over? I mean, would you rather...
No, it's better than nothing. It's better than nothing.
Would you rather the A's win 93 games and go home?
Yeah, so it's ridiculous. But I'm not worried. They're gonna win the division anyway.
They're really not, though, Vince. Like, have I ever lied to you? Have I ever steered you wrong?
I can't remember. Maybe. You've told me a lot of things. I mean, I can't fact check all of them. I think
he could be lying to you about being sicko.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I'm still waiting for I'm still not sure you're the sicko, because you sound a lot different than the guy that called in last night. The guy that called in last night sounded more like you. So.
Well, I think the difference in the guy that called last night and me is I'm stoned. That guy was obviously on meth.
Oh, so you have a sort of a split personality thing. I get it. All right. Got it. All right, cool.
That might be it.
It's kind of weird. It's kind of creepy, but... I think I get it.
Maybe I did call in and I just don't remember doing it.
Yeah, that drugs can. Now we got some callers on the line. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, please press one and join the program. Say hi. I see Nature Boy waiting in the wings, waiting for a chance to pounce. He must be feeling a little. He's probably a little gun shy at the moment because he's not looking good in the polls right now. I think he's still got like one vote.
Have we moved up any?
I don't know. I got to check in a second. Desert Rose is on the line. Desert Rose, do you want to join or what's up? Oh, she can't press one. Okay, we'll bring her on then. What's up, Rose? How you doing?
Hey. Hi. I couldn't figure out how to press one on the cell phone because it might hang me up.
Wait. Pressing one will hang up your phone?
I don't know how to do it because the whole thing was black and I can't see the keys.
Is it a new phone?
I got a Galaxy. I can't figure it out yet.
You got a Galaxy? I don't even know what that is.
It's like a Samsung Galaxy.
Oh,
it's like a new phone.
Yeah. Got it.
I haven't figured it out.
Yeah, you're smart.
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Rose.
Desert Rose, everybody.
I love Sicko. That was the best part last night.
Yeah, that was pretty hilarious.
I've been laughing at it all day. I probably tweeted out the YouTube link 400 times.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, no wonder it got all these hits, because I was like, dang,
We also took the highlight and cut out the one part of just the phone, of just my other personality calling in, and uploaded it to YouTube. I'll tweet you the link to it so you can save it, because I know you probably want to, because that was the funniest shit ever.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, I tried to get in that chat room last night, you guys. I didn't know what to do, and then this thing comes up with saying Facebook, Twitter.
The tiny chat. Yeah, you could have just typed in a guest name on the bottom and clicked sign in as guest, and it would have signed you in, or you could have logged in with your Twitter account, or
I
wouldn't recommend using a Facebook or something, but...
Oh, what...
It's you're not
free,
required
right?
to create an account. You can just type in a guest name.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what I was like. Oh, I don't have to do all that.
All right. I think we have another call now.
Let me
bring on this other caller here. I think this is Nature Boy. Nature Boy, what's going on? Nature Boy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. This is the Nature Boy. I'm here with my wife.
Who's your wife?
All of you better watch it.
Who's your wife?
I didn't just do that. I'm here with my
wife. Yes, I'm here with my wife. We just finished a wonderful night of lovemaking. And now we're on your show, Vince.
You haven't said who your wife is.
Desert Rose, my wife. You know who she is.
Congratulations, Rose.
I thought you guys broke up.
No, never.
Is this true, Rose? Are you guys still an item?
Yeah.
How is this going to affect the election? You guys are both running for office. How does this?
What do you mean? I'm not running for anything. What are you talking about, Fitz?
Sorry, Todd Morris is running.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd Morris is running, not me.
Todd Morris is running.
They won't allow me to run.
Right. You're
it's going to be okay. Yeah, Melissa. I said I saw you. I saw your cam a little bit. I said, you're cute. You're pretty. But I couldn't get in there. I didn't figure out how to get in there.
Oh, you calling other men cute now and pretty?
No. I was.
I do agree with you, Rose. She is beautiful.
Yeah.
You shut up.
It's a girl. I just said this girl on there. She's pretty.
Oh, a girl. So now you're coming into one of them. One of those.
Oh my God.
One of those lesbianic things, huh? All right. My sex not good enough for you, Rose?
Why'd you say that?
Oh, so you admit that they're okay. All right.
Just it'll be okay. I think you're taking everything out of context. It's not what it seems. Okay?
You're an errand boy. Sent by grocery clerks.
Who's that?
Collect the bill.
That was Colonel Kurtz. You know what that movie's, that quote is from?
No.
Are you kidding me? You guys don't know? Is anybody in the chat room? Wow, I should do.
I didn't really hear it.
All right, here it is. I'll turn it up. Yeah, it's kind of.
You're an errand boy. Sent by grocery clerks to collect the bill.
Name that movie.
I have no clue.
Rose, you don't know that?
And you can't Google sound.
Nature Boy, you don't know this?
No, I don't know it. And whoever this person is in your chat room, but trying to get to my wife. You better think again, sicko. She's a married woman. Married woman.
Do you people want a president that has no sense of cinematic history? Do you really? These people they're running for president and they can't even recognize the voice of Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando, are you kidding me? That was the worst Marlon Brando impression that I've ever seen. And someone in your chat room was trying to challenge me to a game of rock, paper, scissors for my wife. I will not gamble for my wife.
That's a direct quote from the movie. I'm still not going to say the movie because I hope somebody can figure it out. But it's a huge.
Listen to me, you 1965 radio ripoff artist. You better tell these people in your chat room to stop mocking me. Leave my wife alone.
No, okay, you need to go take a nap.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's time.
Okay, I'm free.
Okay.
Time for Nature Boy to take a little time out.
No, don't you do it. No.
Yep. Yeah, it's time to go to the corner. A little time out.
I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
Ow. 347-826-7667. That's Nature Boy, a.k.a. not Todd Morris, who's running for president of BTR and losing. Be right back.
Bye.
you cut this crap off right now? Cut it off. Cut it off.
Oh, you like it, boy. Nature Boy likes toys.
Are you done disgracing me?
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in gran posto.
Finish him!
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
That's right, kiddos. It's Vince in the Bay back here with you. We're getting dangerously close to being dangerously close with the end of the first hour of the program. I'm so proud of everybody. You've hung in here, and we're, of course, doing this special edition of Disorderly Conduct. This is a election special, and want to remind you to vote early and vote often and vote for Vince in the Bay. It's at btrpresident.blogspot.com. Put that in the chat room too. btrpresident.blogspot.com. You go there, you vote for Vince in the Bay, and then you feel good about yourself. It's kind of interesting. We have a lot of guest listeners. If you're new to the Blog Talk Radio, it works like any other social networking site. You can sign up within a matter of seconds, create an account. It's free. You just create a screen name, an avatar up there, and you can join us in the chat room and talk some smack with all the folks in there. The likes of Anon Sicko, Big Bill, City of Flint, Desert Rose, Dougie Doug, Dream Killer Radio, Electro Soundwave, Greatest of All Time, GU357, a bunch of guest listeners, and Ma. That's so weird. Everybody that has a screen name in the chat room has a name that starts with the first letter A through M. There's nobody past Ma. What are the mathematic possibilities of that? RSTLNE. There's a lot of all those handles. You know, you would think there'd be more of them. I don't know. I've just never seen that before. Yeah, GU357 is not a guest. It's GU357. So there you have it, everybody. BTRPresident.blogspot.com, your one-stop shop for election coverage. That's the polling. That's where you do it. You just vote for Vince the Bama to check it right now and see where we're at. Currently, oh, it looks good. I'm still in the lead. 64% of the vote, followed by Desert Rose with 18% of the vote. With 13% of the vote, it's Mr. Midnight Movie and Jewish Producer with 4% of the vote. It's Todd Morris with 1% of the vote, Johnny Cush and Big Bill. Yeah, rounding it out, Ron Paul Girl with 0 votes. Does Ron Paul Girl know this is going on? She's got a little following. Anyway, I'm back here with Big Bill and Nature Boy. And I think I lost Anon Sicko. Anywho, thank you, Anon Sicko, at least for hanging out for the first hour there. Two nights in a row I've had Anon Sicko on the show. It's always a good time. So anyways, Bill, what are your thoughts now, looking forward?
I don't know. I can't believe that we haven't really got that many. Well, I can believe it. Most of our people are already stoned. They can't even open their eyes big enough to look at a computer screen.
Yeah, see, I think that's the thing is they're so stoned they can't even call in or listen to his show, much less vote for him.
Oh, yeah, that's those marijuana people for you. Yes, this is Todd Morris here with Blog Talk Radio. And,
all right, it's Todd Morris, everybody. Todd Morris, he is one of the candidates. He's in currently, Todd, you're in what, first, second, third, you're in fourth place right now, Todd.
Yes, I see the voters have came out for Todd Morris. Keep the vote alive, ladies and gentlemen. And vote for professionalism here on Blog Talk Radio, unlike what is going on here on the Disorderly Conduct program. But Vince, glad to see that you are jumping into the campaign spirit here on your program tonight, along with Goofy Bone and Desert Rose, who have all offered up brilliant programs tonight surrounding the election. So glad to see you finally getting in the swing of things around here.
Oh, sure. Well, once I found out that I was nominated, I had to give it my all, make sure that I was a presence in the campaign. And it looks like the voters are speaking. I'm a sizable lead, but Desert Rose is still there at in second place. Desert Rose, you're on the line with us. How are you feeling about the election so far?
I'm a little nervous, but I think a lot of my voters are still asleep. You know, it's usually
yeah. 24 hours from now, it could look a lot different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think,
when people start seeing the links
to Twitter. Vincent LeBay is obviously rigging the election thus far. And,
I wish
I could. But somebody did.
Yes, rigging.
Left out Goofy Bone. That's what I don't get, is how did Goofy Bone, did he not get enough signatures to qualify?
Well,
why is Goofy not valid? Ms. Becker
claimed that.
Shouts out to Ms. Becker. What was that, Todd? I cut you off. What'd you say?
I heard that Goofy Bone was being discriminated against. And I am not surprised. I mean, after all, he is an illegal immigrant. And, it's about time that those immigrants be ripped off instead of us always being the victims. So, yeah. Shouts out to you, Goofy Ball. Yes.
And plus, you remember that rule they made, no Chewbacca's? So
That was my platform that introduced that. I take credit for that. It's not only Chewbacca. You can't have any Star Wars characters as your engineer, as your show's engineer. I think that's an abomination. I think he's mocking the platform here. Some of us some of us have to act as our own engineers. Other people like to pretend they have engineers, but stealing a copyrighted material, you know, that's just. It just shows a lack of integrity and originality. I mean, Ghost's engineer, you know, at least is like his own thing. You know, he's just like this derpy old
human.
Yeah. Oh, that was great the other night. That was your show, right, Rose? When we had the Walmart greeter. What's her name?
Peggy.
Oh, Peggy, yeah. Speaking of Ghost, Peggy was a long-time caller to Ghost program. You handled her very well last night. I have to commend you there, Rose.
Oh, thanks. I was kind of nervous, but, you know, I didn't expect her to behave like that.
Well, I mean, she's notorious from the Ghost program. I mean,
yes.
She used to offend him every time she called in. He would always be sympathetic to her, and then she would just
drop something in there.
Yeah, something out of her ass and offend him.
Yeah, that was a good. This was a good week, Ben. There's a lot of people this week.
A
lot of people who came to listen to the shows.
Oh yeah, yeah. Good attendance lately. I absolutely. I appreciate everybody that's listening.
Desert Rose is trying
So Miss Becker comes in. Miss Becker comes in, and still we have no chatters from N through Z. That's so weird. Like, what are the odds of that?
That does look kind of strange on there.
Oh my God, Ron Paul girl now has 25 votes. You kidding
what?
Me?
What? Ron Paul girl is up, is now registering. Are you kidding me? Yeah, she's got 21 votes. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Things are changing moment by moment, people. See, this is what I told you. It's just started. It's just starting. I mean, me being up by whatever, I'm up like 200 votes right now. That doesn't mean
275 votes, yes. Rigging the election.
I'm not rigging
it.
I'm just reporting on it. I didn't lift a finger for this. Everything was nominated for me. I guess they filled out all the paperwork for me, and now I'm just reporting it on my show. It's crazy. But yeah, Ron Paul girl has just passed Todd Morris. Todd Morris, how do you feel about that?
Oh my God.
How do you feel about that? Ron Paul girl.
This is discrimination. You came on your show and mentioned her name, and now 25 morons have ran over to the presidential site and voted for Ron Paul girl. You haven't mentioned anything good about me.
I think the Ron Paul girl community is just finding out about this, and I think they're responding. We got
to
get call
Ron
back.
Ron Paul girl community.
I think we have
Sicko
back. Sicko, is that you?
Yeah, I'm back.
Hey,
sorry about that. My phone died.
No worries.
Sicko, you vote for me, Sicko, right now.
Well, hey, Sicko, we just reported Ron Paul girl has now surged in the polls. She's eclipsed Todd Morris. She's in fourth place. This is a huge change in the momentum of the election. This is something that we're monitoring by the minute. So a lot has happened since your phone cocked out. But to get you up to speed, we still have Ms. Becker with us now in the chat room. Shouts out to her. But it's still kind of like I'm still tripping out on the fact that I have no chit chatters with a handle that starts with the letter N through Z. Am I the only person that bothers?
Well, now that you pointed it out, I'm noticing it.
No, Vince, you're probably the only person that bothers.
Yeah, well, sue me. Anyways, once again, people, the latest breaking update: Ron Paul girl surging in the polls. She is now
surging
in place. Watch out, Mr. Midnight Movie. Where is Mr. Midnight Movie and Jewish Producer? Are they doing their show right now?
No. I tried to email them and message them to tell them about Goofy not being on there. And all he said was, it's just
those guys
a poll.
Did it. So those guys, they created it?
Well, I was trying to find out who did it, who made it. And, you know, find out. You know what I'm saying? It's late. Okay, I can't think.
Right on. Big Bill, do you know who created the Blogspot or Blog Talk, whatever, blogspot.com?
No, I think it was Jewish Producer.
It was Jewish Producer?
Okay.
I thought whoever was mediating was supposed to do that.
That's
on the internet, it would be Illuminati.
That's Jewish Producer is probably racial against Hispanics. I knew that was going to happen.
I don't blame them. Don't blame them one bit.
They can't cheat like that. I got to get down and figure out.
No, I have no problem with Goofy Bone being Hispanic, to be honest. I know that a lot of you guys do. But my problem with him is the imaginary Chewbacca character in the show. That really bothers me. I feel like that crosses a line. But the fact that he's a wetback doesn't bother me at all.
I think it bothers a lot of us.
Again, there's nobody with the letter N through Z in the chat room.
We'll be okay.
How's that possible? You've watched Jeopardy, right? They always have to spot you RSTLNE. Most of those letters are
That's
after
a little fortune. Up.
What'd I say?
Jeopardy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
opera.
And then you bring in the law of physics and mathematics and statistics. What are the chances, Ms. Becker? You're in the law. You have to deal with numbers, right? You can probably figure out what the chances are that I could put on a show, have 20 users, and of those 20 users, not one of them would have a handle that started with the letter N through Z. Calculate that for us. She's in school. She probably has a calculator. Calculate that for us. And then tweet it. Twat it. So, anywho.
Oh, I had a question I wanted to ask you, Vince.
Sure.
On your stance on imaginary Star Wars characters, is that specific to Star Wars, or does that just mean imaginary characters in general?
No, just specifically Star Wars.
Okay. All right. I felt like we could clear that up for the voters. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I didn't want them to worry, you know, if somebody else had something that wasn't Star Wars related.
Star Wars is played out. Is that what you want? Is you want to go backwards?
I agree.
If you do, go for Goofy Bone. Vote for Goofy Bone, even though he's not on the ballot.
You can write him in. No, you can't. There's not a write-in option.
Really?
Yeah.
But you know what? The people that really want to vote for Goofy Bone, they're so stupid, they would probably write on their computer monitor.
Right on their screen?
Yeah. I wrote it. Look at those CD votes. Again, zero people in the chat room. Let's start with the letter N through Z.
Somebody can create an account that starts the letter N through Z, so Vince will quit going crazy.
Yeah. Somebody make an account like Zappa Freak or something.
As the leader of Anonymous, I will give you 10 internets if somebody does that.
Ms. Beggar says there's a 50% chance somebody would use an account with the letter N through Z.
Yeah, but if I left, there would be no B then.
That doesn't really have any bearing on the sampling. But you're right.
You're right.
No B if you left right now.
That's why I said I couldn't go make a fake internet account.
Yeah.
You're right.
Or
it has to be somebody
like
that
kids and just have a bunch of virtual machines on and have like 12 of them. I caught one of those kids over in Goof. Was it? He was at my show, but he was a regular troll at Goofy Bone, a ghost show. He came in here, what was it, like a week or two ago? And I muted one of his accounts and all the other 10 of them all muted at the same time because they mute on an IP.
IP, yeah. That's funny.
So I totally outed this guy, and then I saw him. Now every time I see him, he's changed his handle by now, but I know the signature of his work, though. I know how he does it because I've seen him in.
Trolls have individual styles, once you deal with one for long enough, you start to recognize their style.
Yeah. Still, nobody with the letter N through Z at the chat room. It's amazing. All right, fine. I'm sure one of these guest listeners, if they created an account, they might have a handle with a name that falls into that range. We're not getting an honest sampling. So, guest listeners, you need to sign up for BTR. And if you really just can't do it, at least vote. You can see the chat room. You can see the link. You can probably even click the link and check it out. Vote for me for president.
Vote real quick. You don't have to sign up.
I said, the voting's real quick. You don't have to sign up or anything.
Oh, no, the voting is instantaneous.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at this. Todd Morris has regained the back position into the fourth position just narrowly. Wow, there's a lot of movement going on. Johnny, it looks like right now, of course, it's me in front with 57%. In second place, still Desert Rose with 15%. Third place, Jewish producer Mr. Midnight Movie with 11%. In fourth place now, it's Todd Morris. Out of nowhere, Todd Morris is barely, by four votes, over Johnny Cush and Big Bill. So we have a great
moving on, huh?
Now.
And
Ron
Paul
has not moved that 5%, that big surge she had. She had that 5%, that's 25 votes. She's kind of just stagnant there. But it's a race now, folks. There's a lot of, I mean, this is starting to narrow. Definitely way too close to call at this point. But we're going to continue to monitor this. If you want to join us to help analyze this or anything else, or the fact that there are no people in the chat room that have a handle that starts with the letter N through Z, if you want to call in about that, please. 347-826-7667. What else is going on? The markets are. I can't believe it. The European Union is like on fire right now. All the banks, all the countries, most of them. Or half of them at least are broke, bankrupt, totally in debt, selling just junk bonds, and there's rioting in the street because they're trying to do austerity shit, and yet their markets are doing okay. They're in the green, you know. They won the Ryder Cup. The market's got a bounce from the Ryder Cup. I mean, there's record high unemployment in Europe right now. They just had brand new numbers come in for August. They set a record for unemployment in August. And, you know, they got all these protests going on in Greece and Spain and Italy, Portugal, all the pig nations, P-I-I-G-S, pigs. All those nations are just in up to their fucking necks in debt. And, you know, they have all these technocrats in there, right? Or half of these countries are putting in technocrats. Like Italy put in Monti, who's a technocrat, ex-Goldman Sachs. He comes in, tries to tighten things up a little bit. Doesn't really, but kind of calms things down. And they're already talking about bringing Berlusconi back. Yeah, bunga bunga parties are going to be in effect. Once again, it seems like, but that's what I view Romney as. Romney is like our version of a technocrat. He's one of these hedge fund banker, you know, finance capital people, who's a technocrat. I mean, he's not a NBA all-star, you know, he's a banker, he's a businessman, whatever. That's what he is, and I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring in austerity, our own version of austerity, which is a bunch of bullshit. But I really feel bad that somebody it can't be so bad that you would actually want to vote for Roseanne Barr. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I mean, is that what it's come to the point where you're just like, fuck it, I'm gonna just vote for Roseanne Barr. I don't give a shit. And people are actually doing that.
Yeah.
I voted for a non-sicko for senator of California, by the way. I don't think you won.
Oh, nice. I don't think I'd make a good senator.
Because I did that on primary day. I tweeted out. I said, hey, everybody, I'm going to vote today. And I tweeted out a list of different positions that were on the ballot. And
I remember that.
You responded to senator. So I put you in as a Senate candidate in the write-in. On the ballot.
They can't vote me for like Supreme Court justice or something. Though
thing.
I mean,
I'm gonna do a tweet, a little blast, and say, hey, who wants to be president of the United States? I'm gonna write you in today. And just take the first person that hits me up.
That's not a bad idea.
Or I'll vote for Gary Johnson.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd rather vote for, like, Miss Becker. We should vote for Miss Becker.
Well, I would totally vote for Miss Becker.
I think we should vote for Miss Becker. We should get
more people to vote for Miss Becker. Right now. We've got, 40 minutes to go? Plenty of time, Miss Becker. Please feel free to call in. You know how to do it. Electro Sound says, I'm voting for Groucho Marx. It's a good idea. I could get behind a Groucho Marx administration. Sweet. Ms. Becker says maybe in a minute. So she says, I did maths. I'm done with maths. Maths, plural. Whatever. 347-826-7667. Hey, Worth of the World is here. We finally have a caller or a member in the chat room. I'm sorry. A member in the chat room with a handle that is between that starts with the letter N through Z. We finally have broken that streak. We have the first person, and it's Worth of the World of all people. Welcome, Worth of the World. Thank you for showing up. Yes, Dougie Doug says the spell has been broken. Yes, that, oh man, that was bothering me so much. Wow, thank God you're here, Worth of the World. You've brought balance back to the force. Once again, talking about Euro markets, the markets are mixed right now. Looks like Italy is in the green. France is in the red. It's a little mixed out there in the Euro markets here early on. I'll keep you abreast of situation overseas. Of course, our markets here in the United States won't be, or at least the Dow, won't be open for another, 5 hours? So, yeah, we'll keep you abreast of the financial markets. The Asian markets are probably closed by now. You have your report on that later. You want to join the program? It's easy to do. 347-826-7667. Looks like somebody just did. We have a new caller. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Me.
Hey, you.
Hey, me. So you guys going to vote for me for president?
Perhaps.
Who is
Please?
It?
It's Ms. Becker.
Becker.
It's Ms. Becker.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm almost stoned.
Yeah, welcome, Ms. Becker. We have with us on the panel tonight, we have Big Bill, Desert Rose, Non-Sicko.
Yay.
A non-sicko.
Is that a naughty bear?
Yay!
Todd Morris.
Yes.
And I think that's it. Did I miss anybody?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Good times. So, what are your thoughts, Ms. Becker?
A naughty bear. Say bat.
I don't know. What do you want me to have thoughts about?
Did Nani Bear just say fap, 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 fap?
He does it on command when Sicko commands him to, so yes.
All right, folks. We're if you're just joining us, we are following the Blog Talk Radio late night presidential voting, which is at btrpresident.blogspot.com. I'm checking an update now, and it's still too close to call. Still too close to call. But
when does it close? When does the polling close?
The polling, I have no idea. I think never. I'm not sure. I don't know how it works. But
okay.
Goofy Bone didn't make it on the ballot. I don't know what happened. I think they're racist. They don't want diversity.
How many times can I vote? I voted like 5 times already. I think that's voter fraud.
I think so too.
It's not it's not fraud if everybody's doing it.
Oh, okay.
It's an even playing field.
Everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing
it. It's anarchy, bro.
It's anarchy, bro. Peer pressure. Ridiculous.
Give us an update. Give us an update. Who's in which place?
Oh, we have had it. We have had a change. It's still me in front, followed by Desert Rose and Mr. Midnight Movie. But in that fourth place area, there's a little cat and mouse game going on between Johnny Cush, Todd Morris, and Ron Palmgirl. Right now, as we see it, Johnny Cush and Big Bill are in fourth place right now, just eking out Todd Morris and Ron Palmgirl close behind. So those three right there are really looking good for that fourth spot. I don't know what that means. I don't know if fourth spot means you get to be like a secretary of something. I don't know.
Speaker of the House.
Oh, we're coming up. We're moving, so that's a good thing.
Where are you guys moving to?
No, I'm saying we're moving up in the polls.
Oh, in the polls.
What's the
yeah,
vote
right.
totals instead of the right. percentages?
Right. Well, I'll tell you, there's one percentage that I'm still bothered by. Like, I'm glad the spell has been broken, but there's still, like, what are the odds of just one person with the name that starts with the letter N through Z, only one person. What are the odds of that? It still is kind of bothers me. But whatever, it is what it is.
Well, when you're splitting the alphabet in half like that, it's 50-50, and each person is an independent instance. So no matter what, your question of what's the odds that there's no N through Z's here, you know, aside from Worth, the answer is 50%, no matter what. It's like flipping a coin. No matter what, your chances are 50% heads or tails.
Then you have to put her on your cabinet when you win the presidency because you're going to need somebody smart.
Oh yeah, she can be. What's that? Department of Justice. Yeah, she's going to be on the...
take out Eric Holder.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to take Eric Holder's job.
Well, at least the Eric Holder version of Blog Talk Radio, anyways.
Yeah, no, late night Blog Talk Radio. You're going to be...
Does that mean her job is going to be to sell guns to
the police
and then try to bust them for it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're talking about Fast and Furious.
What about it? I had nothing to do with it.
The Americans gave...
I had nothing to do with it.
As the president, he can't admit that he might have had something to do with that there, Ms. Becker.
What?
I said, as a presidential nominee, he can't actually admit that he has anything to do with that or that he's going to have anything to do with that.
You mean Vince?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, I get it.
Okay, the number is 347-826-7667. We've got 30 minutes to go if you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity. You've got plenty of time to call in. We're talking about this. We're having so much fun with this presidency thing. But I'm telling you, man, I'm talking about that Euro stuff. Things are popping off over there. And I'm
hoping right now
until the euro collapses, Vince.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I want to probably see if we can't get a feed from somewhere in Europe, because it seems like every day there's a different country that has a protest. Like last week alone, it was what, Spain, Greece, Portugal.
Spain did it big too.
Yeah, Spain is probably still going on. We can try to see if we can peek in on Spain. See what's going on there. See if we could get somebody on the ground in Spain. That would be awesome.
Well,
if anybody
Cast
knows.
There.
Huh?
Tim Cast is there?
Yeah. How the
yeah,
fuck?
He's there.
Oh, he is.
What the hell? That guy's he's at every protest. He's just like
it's
a
like
thrill.
He just dropped there, too. I don't know where. How the hell he got there.
He's like this thrill seeker. That
wonder, it, doesn't it?
Documents protests.
How did this kid who was living on the streets before Occupy fly to Spain to cover their protests?
Oh, well, not to mention for the last, year and a half, 2 years, he's been just on the road going everywhere. I mean,
well,
he's been
fair, I was on the
money.
Road. It cost
he's
me very,
back
little,
forth,
very
back
limited
forth.
Money.
I think he's kind of like the same story as that Amber Lyon chick. I think he basically probably had a 9-to-5, saved his pennies, saved a lot of money, smart guy. And just said, you know what, I'm just going to fucking, you know, I've saved up this dough and I'm just going to go rogue and go full into this. And, you know, at a certain point.
The difference is she was a journalist before. Tim was, as far as I know, just living on the streets of New York. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Well, obviously he didn't, he was born on the streets of New York. I mean, what do you mean?
He was raised with the rats and the sewers.
Yeah, raised by wolves and rats, or rats the size of wolves in New York City.
Well, no, I actually mean like homeless in New York.
Right, right. He was, but did he come from a broken family? Did he run away from home?
Oh, I don't know.
What's his story?
I haven't read his biography yet. I'm sure it's coming out in the next year.
He just had an article written about him in GQ.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Tweeted about it. I don't know if it's out yet, but they interviewed him, and it's like a cover story. I haven't read it. I don't know. But
Google.
Yeah, in Amber Lyon's case, I think she's at the point where her severance might be running out, and she's just been, like, doing her own thing, living off of CNN's
money.
Yeah. And I think that's running out pretty soon. So now all of a sudden she's going into full blown like whistleblower mode.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw her on Alex Jones, but ever since she's been on Alex Jones, she's just been turned into like, oh, I'm going to be Miss, you know.
Well, it's ever since she did that Anon documentary, bro, and the shit she did in Bahrain too, really. Like, the thing about Amber Lyon is she's pretty
she
legit.
She got too close to her subjects.
She's pretty legit, though. Like, as far as reporters that worked, or that at one point worked for mainstream media, she's probably one of the more honest, at least. Like, her Bahrain work was pretty good, you know, the shit that she's saying CNN didn't air fully, and I believe that CNN would do that. Like, there's not much that I look at Amber Lyon and think that she's lying about it. That actually wasn't intended either.
All right, we have another caller here. Caller, you just called in about 2 minutes ago. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Worth.
Hey, Worth of the World.
Hey,
so good, glad to have you on. How are you?
Hey, so I understand you're running for president of Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's what I understand, too. Have you voted for me yet?
I haven't voted yet, because I have some clarifying questions.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I'd like to know what you're going to do to improve Blog Talk Radio, the fact that it doesn't let you get logged in, and sometimes it boots you while you're broadcasting. Sometimes it doesn't load the chat. Like, you're aware of these issues, right? I mean, I know you're a paid user, but you know these exist for the poor people, right?
Yes, that's why when I am elected president, every person that is subscribed to Blog Talk Radio will be issued their own netbook, and it will be completely streamlined and ready to go out of the box for you to log on to Blog Talk Radio and have the ultimate experience. It will direct you to a special server that will give you seamless access to everything. It's something we keep a little hush hush around here, but yeah, we can hook it up.
Give them a free 30-minute show.
I can offer. I'll tell you what. If you elect me, I will give you a free 30-minute show. Yes, yes, that's
isn't that something that's already offered?
Yes.
Well, but he won't get rid of it.
It's going to be there.
So we will continue having free 30-minute videos, but every subscriber or any account holder is going to get a free netbook? Is that what I understand?
Maybe.
Well,
like
not
a gotcha
everybody.
I
misspoke.
That sounds like a gotcha question to me.
Yeah, yeah. You're not gonna pull this journalistic trapdoor thing with me.
Katie Couric. Bullshit.
No,
I'm
not going to rescind the netbook thing. The netbook thing is for people that that maybe are having trouble accessing, because a lot of people don't need a netbook. They can already, like, some people.
A lot of people don't want a netbook.
So a lot of people that aren't retarded can successfully log on to the site and enjoy it. So we're going to have their Fisher Price computers, netbooks. That we're going to send out to all the derps and retards that don't quite know how to load. Yeah, so it's already going to be, like, basically you're going to open up the computer. There's an on-off switch. You turn that on, and it's going to just open up to Blog Talk Radio already on, and then you can just, you know, click on a show, and you're ready to go.
I think it should be noted, though, Vince.
So
that
vote for me, because I
problems aren't heritage
problems. Also, breaking news. We have Kinoga. Starts with a Q. That's between N and Z. Kinoga is now in the mix. Kinoga just typed in the chat room something invisible, but whatever. I'm going to chat.
So,
the link. Kinoga. Go there, vote for me, Vince in the Bay, president of Late Night Blog Talk Radio.
So then can I clarify that basically what you're saying is the free users of Blog Talk Radio, which tend to possibly be poor because they can't afford to pay, they're basically all retards, and in order to make it easier for them, you're going to bottom line equipment of a very specific type and force them to use only the software of Blog Talk Radio?
See, she sounds like a plant to me, bro. I think she was hired by one of the other campaigns to come in and ask you.
This is some weird questioning. I don't know about this.
I'm basically just rephrasing what you said.
But I do want to remark on your last question, though.
Go ahead.
That problem's inherited from the previous administration. That's not necessarily Vince's problem. That happened before he became president.
Yeah, I'm not president right now. I can't, you know, I can't
change
make
it right now.
Change right now, but if you elect me, I will. But rephrase your question, because I'm confused.
So you're trying to win votes. You're trying to win votes, and I said that I haven't voted yet because I have questions, and my question is how you're going to improve the service, and you haven't yet really indicated how that's going to happen. So
that you will continue to have the opportunity to do a free 30-minute show plus 15 minutes into overtime.
So basically what you're saying is when you become president, the only thing that's going to change is that you're president.
No,
and
there will
be no
my entire deep platform. No, I have specific issues that I want to deal with, such as I'm going to make a law against folks, hosts on BTR, having Star Wars characters as their audio engineers. That is a main platform.
So you have a problem with Star Wars characters?
imaginary Star Wars characters as engineers. That's a specific group.
It's quite opposite. I have the most reverence for the Star Wars characters, and I think it's blasphemy for me for somebody to fool around on a serious network, a serious talk radio network, you know, pretending that they have Chewbacca as their audio engineer. I mean, come on, that's desecrating a legend. I grew up on Star Wars.
I just have one last question. What if you choose to have Ace players as your sound engineer?
That's fine.
As long as they're not imaginary, that sounds good.
Yeah, I would prefer a real one, but if you could get...
Yeah, as long as you can hear your sound engineer say something to you.
And as long as he's not suspicious, because nobody can understand what he says because he doesn't speak English.
That makes him perfect. We'll just bring him on and, just whatever.
Got to hand it to him, though. He looked like a pimp with a cigar earlier waiting for the...
Pimpin'. For a second, what's going on?
The only other thing I really need to know before I decide whether I want to vote for you is your position on machetes.
What about it?
How do you feel about machetes?
How do I feel about machetes? I don't know. I think they should be handled carefully.
Vince, you should be pro machete. It's hot with the kids these days.
Oh, of course I'm pro machete. I'm not going to ban machetes. I mean, what is a machete going to do on Blog Talk Radio? What are you going to do? You're going to fucking like
hack your mic up?
Yeah, are you going to split your computer in two with it?
As Leader of Anonymous, I will say that you cannot hack a computer with a machete.
Yeah, try it. I encourage it. Go ahead, idiots. Try to hack your computer with a machete. I you know what? I'm going to make it a requirement, actually, for you people. All right? You'll have to take a standardized test, and if you lose that one, if you don't score well, that's what happens.
Thank you for
really quiet without all the idiots.
Thank you for clarifying your position on these issues. I really appreciate you talking to me.
I appreciate the call and the questions, and feel free, to call back in or stay on the line. And if other issues pop up, I know there's a wide range of issues, and I like to think that I have a very tolerant, big tent, but there's certain things I just can't tolerate, that I'm going to have to be almost like a dictator. It's just easier that way. I mean,
there's only one dictator.
You've seen how they do it here in the United States. It's all like, gets clogged up in Congress and bullshit. Nothing really gets done.
I have to admit, though, Vince, you look like a dictator until you pick a running mate.
Oh, I'll have a running mate. I have a committee on that.
Just saying. I mean, I get it.
By the way, I've asked you. You keep bothering me, dude. Who do you think should be my running mate? You must have an idea.
I don't know. I feel like it would cause you more problems than what you want to deal with if I was your running mate, man.
Ms. Becker says that she wants an earthquake to come to Covina.
I want an earthquake.
Why?
Look, since I've left home, there have been more earthquakes that you can feel in my hometown than there have been here. All right? I've been woken up once. I've been in the Bay Area for almost a year now, and I've been woken up once by an earthquake. Back home, there have been three that have woken people up at least. And there's no fault lines there. What's going on, guys? Y'all are slacking in the earthquake department.
Where are you? It's like in the middle of nowhere? In the country?
Well, it's in Texas.
Oh, you're in Texas.
It's in northeast Texas.
The fracking.
Well, I mean, I get it's fracking, but I'm just saying, you guys are slacking. I don't know if your earthquake machine has been turned down lately or what's going on. Maybe y'all aren't trying to ruin the A's playoff push or something like that.
I frack every morning when I wake up. Helps,
no, that's
helps
FAP, bro.
I'm sorry?
It's FAP. With a P.
Same difference. Oh God! See now you get Anani Bear started up.
Well, it makes my day when Anani Bear says fat, fat, fat. But wait, every time Anani Bear says fat, 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 just picture me like the success kid, you know, with his fist raised. That's how I feel every time.
Yay!
Anani Bear might be something like my second favorite person to talk to on the internet behind Melissa.
Yay! I like Melissa. She's snuggly.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
We can all snuggle together.
Aside from her horrible taste in baseball team.
Good others!
I'm sorry, I missed that. What did you say, Anani Bear?
I know, I can't understand her.
Yeah, I've never been able to understand Anani Bear. I can't even tell if Anani Bear is a guy or a girl.
Oh, no, I'm ready to start.
Anani Bear is anonymous. Anani Bear is anonymous. We do not have a gender.
No. If you're anonymous, then you're a boy because there's no...
There's no girls on the internet.
No girls on the internet, dude. So, all right, Anani Bear's a boy. Got it. I always felt like Anani Bear was a boy, but he has that kind of like, effeminate, that little effeminate sound in his voice made me kind of wonder a little bit, but okay.
Well, see, the constant fapping should have been your first clue, Ben.
Constantly saying fap, the word fap. Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming that if somebody who says fap that much, they have to be fapping that much as well. And that's an obvious sign of a pre-adolescent boy.
Fap, 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 fap.
Or not pre-adolescent, I don't know. I'm pretty stoned, kind of drunk right now.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. I would be too if I were you, considering how heartbreaking that loss must have been today. But it's okay. This
it really wasn't
be
that
another, I think it's going to be a great series. I think the A's are going to win tomorrow, and it's going to come down to one game.
I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. Okay, as the hugest Rangers fan in the world who is frustrated as shit at this run that the A's have put together this year, I've watched pretty much every game of the A's this year, and I can say it has been exciting baseball. There's been two periods when it wasn't fun to watch, and that was I only watched one of them. That was the beginning of the season, and then while I was in Chicago getting arrested, they were slumping a little bit. But other than that, it's been great baseball to watch. So, you know, unfortunately, the A's can only go so far because I have a feeling the Rangers are going to go to the World Series for a third time. I would love to see them put together a World Series win. We deserve it. We don't have one.
Dodgers!
Dodgers suck, dude. And I don't even watch that baseball.
Dodgers!
That'd be like me voting for
I think the here. Dodgers are technically still in it. I think if they win all their remaining games, and then the other team loses all their was it the Cardinals or something?
Just gotta keep that, and then they're in.
Right.
Keep on that.
Okay, let's take more calls. I got a caller here that just called in. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Fake Sicko.
Fake Sicko. What do you mean, Fake Sicko? I thought Fake Sicko is on right now. Are you debunking it?
I'm actually here to show you that the rabbit hole goes much deeper, man.
Really?
Because by declaring myself as the Fake Sicko, I'm pretty much showing you that I'm the real sicko. It's like that Star Trek episode. It's like there's two Kirks. You have to shoot the one that said to shoot both, right? So I mean, that's who I am. Of course, it's the real sicko. What are you talking about, bro?
I knew it. I knew it. See, I told you. I knew it. I knew it. It's cool. I like both sickos. It's fine. The imposter is you know, just almost just as good as the real one. But I'm glad you called in, sicko. We got 10 minutes to go. What's on your mind today? What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, bro. You know, and first off, I want to thank you a lot. You know, for giving me, you know, as Sicko, which is, of course, who I am, and this is not a parody in any way, and the fact that people believe this to be the real me is obviously a statement of how intelligent people are in sarcasm and humor and those kinds of things. Of course, I am the real Sicko. Yeah, you acknowledge this. But one thing that I want to do, because I love the Oakland A's, and I appreciate you putting this show on, you know, to talk about how great the Oakland A's are. The other Sicko made a comment, and that's the fake Sicko, the one who hates the Oakland A's. He actually said that he hates the A's so much that he wants to change the name of his organization. Do you want to know what the name he wants to change it to?
No, what is it?
He wants to change it from Anonymous to Arnonymous. You understand? Because, you know, the A is for the A's and the R is for the Rangers, whatever team that is.
Uh-huh.
So it's actually a really terrible idea, but I guess it's going through the proper channels and the phone trees and et cetera. But, you know, I'm Sicko, and I'm the real Sicko, and I wanted to issue a public challenge to that other Sicko guy who was on your show earlier trying to impersonate me, of course, as the real Sicko.
No, he's still here. He's still here. He's very quiet at the moment, but he's here.
Well, you know why he's quiet? It's because, you know, it's kind of like when the real light shines, you know, everything else gets real dim. You know what I'm saying? You know, so now the light's in the room, and all of a sudden the cockroaches scatter. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm almost convinced that that's really me. The only thing is I know the real Sicko has better taste in baseball.
Well, it's interesting that that guy says that, because I actually wanted to issue a challenge to the fake Sicko. And again, Vincent the Bay, I appreciate you doing this show and the fact that the A's clinched the playoffs, you know, the Texas Rangers with all that payroll, and the Anaheim Angels with all that payroll just had to go like, womp, 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 womp. But if the Oakland Athletics win tomorrow, basically, all the eyes in baseball will be looking at the Oakland Athletics and the Texas Rangers 12:35 on Wednesday. And
I will be
probably
there.
Well, that's interesting that you'll be there, fake Sicko or whatever, real Sicko, whatever, however the rabbit hole goes. Because I actually wanted to challenge you, if the A's win tomorrow, Tuesday night, to co-host a show with me and have it one half pro A's and one half anti A's. Fake Sicko versus real Sicko, and I want to give you the opportunity to lay out your case. You live in the Bay Area. You live amongst, actually, there's a lot of Giants fans out here. Worth of the World, is she on the radio? What the hell kind of fan is she? She was an Angels fan when the Angels were here. I don't know what the hell's going on. The whole world is falling apart. Obama's pro-peace, Nobel, you know, the world is screwed. Either way, I want to challenge Fake Sicko on the radio to talk for, you know, 20, 30 minutes about what's going to happen in that one-game playoff if it happens. What do you say, Fake Sicko? Or real Sicko?
I'm 100% down, because, you know, the real Sicko would never back out of anything like that. He appreciates a good challenge and a good chance to troll A's fans, so he'll be there.
So are you talking about me or you?
I'm talking about the real Sicko.
Okay, so yeah, you're right, but what about you? Will you be there?
Yes, the real Sicko will be there.
Yes, I know. I will be there. What about you?
The real Sicko will be there.
Who's on second?
What's on third? Oh,
no.
No, it's high five!
All right, so for all the retards, and again, Vince, thank you so much for doing this show. All the retards who don't know, this is not Sicko. And I only have to say that because people really are making comments like Sicko really called into the show yesterday and really, like, is trying to, you know, people are for real serious about this whole thing. So now Sicko is,
yeah.
I mean, he's a jerk. He's arrogant. He, you know, he's obviously got terrible taste in baseball, but he has not named himself the leader of Anonymous. I did. And if anybody has a problem with that, they can come see me in East Oakland. I'm right here.
Well, to be fair, the whole joke started when Rhett Dan Gordon claimed that I was the leader of Anonymous or some shit like that. So, yes, please,
oh, no.
Anybody hears me say that, I'm not actually trying to be the leader of Anonymous. I'm just playing. I'm just kidding. It is satire. It is poking fun at the retard that is Rhett Dan Gordon.
Now, I will say, if Anonymous was going for a leader, they sure as hell could pick better candidates. I mean, what the hell? I mean, it has to be satire. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, satire is so 2010.
Yeah.
Of course, Rhett Dan Gordon has private tweets.
Are we sure that Rhett Dan Gordon is a real representative? Is that?
Yes. yes, many people have actually called.
He's a state representative, or he's like a representative in Congress in Washington, D.C.?
He's a state representative. No, it should be noted that he's
like a state
representative for Rhode Island. There are more people in bumfuck Egypt, Texas, than there are in Rhode Island, so...
There's probably more politicians in Rhode Island than there are inhabitants of Rhode Island. No, I honestly, I've been to Rhode Island. I've been to Providence. It's a lovely, lovely town. It's peaceful, quiet, clean.
I'm assuming everybody minds their own business, which is how somebody like Rep. Dan Gordon makes his way into the office.
But there's been Rhode Island's been notorious for crooked politics. They had a mayor years ago, like 20, 30 years ago, that was just really, really corrupt.
It should be noted, I don't think Rep. Dan Gordon's corrupt. I actually think he, as far as a politician goes, is as far as corrupt as you can get. I think he's just a fucking idiot, and that he has smacked his wife around, and that is something I will never, ever be able to support.
Right on. I hear you, bro.
Well, look, I appreciate the chance to get on here and talk, of course. The video that is going viral on the internet is a parody. And again, if you don't know what a parody means, look it up, P-A-R-R-O-T-T-E-E, parody. and, yeah, that was funny. That was hilarious, yeah. It's satire. It's humor. Sicko said it's satire, so 2010. And that's interesting because it's just like the Texas Rangers. You know what I mean? So 2010.
Oh, but
I guess that's better than the A's,
who
are so 93.
Really? That's interesting how we're whooping your tail right now, buddy, and we'll see you tomorrow. It's the A's win. You're coming.
You're not whooping our tail right now, bro. Because
all right, bro.
Counting today's win, y'all have only won one more game against us than we've won against y'all.
All right, buddy. I hope you feel about that way
tomorrow.
Hey, see you tomorrow, buddy.
That's right. Game number two of the final series between the A's and the Rangers tomorrow. The A's win tomorrow. It's one more game and set and match, and they can win the fucking American League West. Thank you to my
one tonight.
Thank you to all my guests. Do you guys have any final thoughts before we get out of here? Ms. Becker, anything you'd like to say?
Dodgers!
Okay. Sicko, anything you'd like to say in closing?
Yeah.
Which one?
Open.
The non-Sicko, the real one, not the parody.
Yeah, vote Vince.
Oh, yeah, vote for me. Thank you for reminding me. And then the fake Sicko, any last thoughts, shout-outs, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I'm going to ban everybody from the internet from this show, so just get ready to have your old internet cut off, and let's go Oakland. Let's go Oakland.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Good times.
And who did I miss?
Hey, can you read the polls
Big Bill,
before you
Big
get
Bill,
off?
Yes, final thoughts, Big Bill.
Hey, can you read the polls before you get off the air?
Oh, one more time, check into the polls.
See how things are going.
Yeah, let's check in really quick. Remember, it's btrpresident.blogspot.com. We're concluding our election coverage, and as it stands now, Vince in the Bay in first place, 54%, Mr. Midnight Movie. Oh my God, Desert Roses in second place. Johnny Cush and Big Bill have made a comeback. They're now in third place. Close behind,
yes,
Desert Rose. Jewish Producer and Midnight Movie are down, have dropped to fourth place. Todd Morris in fifth, and Ron Paul Girl in sixth. We'll continue to keep our eye on this. Join me again next time here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Vince at the Bay. As always, doing it motherfucking Gangnam style.
Open Gangnam style.
I'm out of here.
Gangnam style. Open Gangnam style.
Oh, yeah, Vince in the Bay. It's twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Follow me, and I will make love. I will make all your dreams come true. Just like the song. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with that. Later.
Open Gangnam Style.
People in the house.